Stepholm Diary. Notes from an even smaller island. Stepholm, Bristol Channel, March 2001. In one of his island books, Lawrence Durrell describes a condition he calls islomania, a rare but by no means unknown affliction of the spirit. People so afflicted are irresistibly drawn to islands, and so it is with Stepholm. For many in Western Supermare, Stepholm is a charming piece of rock that slips in and out of the mist on the edge of Western Bay. Along with its sister island Flatholm, it occupies a space in the imagination, unattainable, like a remote citadel. But for a group of islomanes, Stepholm is a place of requited love. In 1973, the campaigning BBC journalist and naturalist Kenneth Allsop died. In 1976, a trust formed in his memory was able to buy Stepholm. Its main purpose was to conserve the island as a nature reserve. Since then, a dedicated band of islomanes has worked at clearing up the leftovers from the Second World War, monitoring the animal and plant life, and excavating the remains of a medieval priory. In recent years, the restoration of the 1860s Victorian Army barracks has absorbed considerable time and energy. During the summer months, regular boat trips are arranged and the visitors cared for, and it's all for the love of Stepholm. But the island gives an awful lot back. The temperature there is usually a few important degrees warmer than the mainland, and after making the morning sea crossing, there's a special bliss to sitting in the sun on the barracks terrace above the south-facing cliffs. The sea journey on ferryboat Bristol Queen takes about an hour from Weston's Knightstone Harbour to Stepholm's Pebble Beach, which faces Weston across the bay. Once on the island, you ascend a zigzag path, past a partially restored 19th century inn and a ruined cottage, and up through a small sycamore wood. If you get out of breath, you can stop on the cliff path and gaze back across the water to where Weston sits between Wilbury Hill and Breen Down, in an unfamiliar perspective. A short climb from there brings you to the island top, close to the priory excavations and a Second World War defence battery. Then, with a walk of 300 yards or so to the west, you arrive outside the Victorian barracks, facing the splendour of Bridgewater Bay. Should you arrive in early May, and you're lucky, Stepholm's unique and dazzling wild peony will be in flower. The visiting season usually runs from late April to early October, but work on the island extends well beyond those months. During the 2001 winter, the island wardens Jenny Smith and Chris Maslin stoically crossed to and fro many times in their own boat, Skylark. With the help of a band of volunteers called the Shirkers, led by Dave Wallace, scaffolding and materials for work on the barracks roof, which was completely worn out after 150 years, were hauled across to Stepholm. Their work culminated in 2005 with grants from the Heritage Lottery and the Western Trust, which also made it possible to fit new doors and windows. Well, it will soon be spring, and the Bristol Queen will be pushing off from Knightstone Harbour again. That first trip is always a mixture of excitement and apprehension. We shall all be anxious to see how the island has fared over another winter.